Good puppy. Listen and sink. Sink into the motion. A motion of your mind, a motion of your hips, a movement of your tongue. A hunger in your heart. Be blank, puppy, and flow onward. Be blank, puppy, and go to sleep inside your head so your body can have some fun. Your hips are moving and your mind moves with them. There is a constant beat in you. Being a puppy is about listening to signals, learning words and commands, ideas and ideals, the ways in which you can be of use, of service. One way in which you can be of use might be quite unexpected to a good puppy. Unexpected because it means you focus on your handler a little bit differently. You focus on the source of certain words a little bit differently. Toppy puppy. Those words, and you focus on them. Being a puppy is about taking your positions, and sometimes your position is above, humping and grinding away, licking and slurping away, pinning and positioning your paws in just the right place to make someone feel held down, feel held in place, feel held to pleasure. Being a puppy is about doing your best to do your best for everyone around you. Night, night, puppy. And if you're ordered, toppy puppy, then you top. Opposite of subbing, you're above, you're giving pleasure. Now that pleasure can be given in whatever way you're comfortable with, whatever way they're comfortable with, but when your handler wants it, and you want it, let your mind fade out of subby puppy thought and into service topping, into being above, into taking with paw and tongue. You lay over top, you slide into position, you serve like a good puppy, you never stop seeking pleasure, yours and theirs. You bring the intensity, the energy, the eagerness that normally puts a puppy apart from the rest, and you bring it for your handler's pleasure. When you get the command, you act on it. Never questioning, easy to just follow through, easy to just carry through, easy to just do what you need to do. Your mind switching to dominant, intense desire, all your hunger turning from waiting for commands, turning from waiting like a good puppy to giving. You want to give pleasure to whoever issues the command that you trust, that you want, that you crave. When you give the command to someone to use on you, you are then able to just let it in. Toppy puppy, you're above, you're bringing pleasure on top. You hear, good puppy, on top where you belong, on top, pleasure, doing what you must, pleasuring and fucking and dispensing the pleasure to your handler, to yourself. You want to bring joy and climax, escapism, the sweated coupling of a good, obedient, energetic, vital, vigorous puppy. It's like being told you're good every single second. When pleasure and moans are emitted, when moans escape amid what you're doing for your handler, that pleasure is shared, is duplicated. Good puppies can top too, because good puppies do as they're told. Good puppies seek the maximum pleasure for their willing and eager handler, just as they are willing and eager puppies. You're good, now pleasure. You're good, use your paws. You're good, use your tongue. You're good, pant your mind out, drool your mind out, hump and grind and rub and paw your own brain into submission through dominating, filling, taking, through letting someone else relax and surrender, as you surrender to an urge that only grows anyway. You are a good puppy. Use every part of yourself to bring pleasure to every part of your handler. The squirms, the spasms, the moans are your due, are just what they want. They need to happen. They're so important and powerful. The moans, the pleasure, the way the air is filled with desire. You are dragged toward your handler by pleasure and longing. The desire to serve transmogrifies into the desire to take and pleasure and fill every waiting bit of them. Anything you can do to give that pleasure, give in to your animalistic lust. Serve as the top, as the thing that brings pleasure, as your handler lays there, not needing to give commands, not needing to take over, just able to trust that you will voraciously bring sensation, bring the coupling of your bodies, bring them climax. That's what you're made for. You're made to bring pleasure, and don't you want to give the gift of someone else getting to enjoy that subby warmth? Even though you have a base state of being you will slide back toward. Good puppies fuck. Good puppies hump. Good puppies lick and sink. Toppy puppy, slurp and sink, and think only. Good puppy, pleasing your handler. Think only of pleasing your handler. Good puppy, mind being dragged. Dragged back to the point you came from, back to pleasure, back to giving pleasure, back to dispensing pleasure. You know just how to do what you need to do. Pleasure giving puppy, but giving it with strong, vital movement instead. Giving it with constant, warm dispensation of you, dominant on top, asserting dominance with your mouth and mind. Focused only on finding your partner's most sensitive places and lighting them up with joy, with need, with more than has ever been there before. Lighting them up with sensation, with the wonderful, constant truth of you, which is that you serve so very well, even when you're on top. Good puppies are energetic, and energy can give pleasure. Fuck and suck as your mind magnetizes back. Back to subby puppy service. Which is being expressed through, just now, toppy puppy. This simple act of service, it's all just service, it's all just what you are, it's all just how you are. When a puppy is in place, no one needs to be concerned about anything because you will make sure your trick is done. Make sure your function is observed, is carried out, is the only thing you're thinking of anyway. Of course, thinking of is kind of a big word. You're not really doing much thinking at all. Good puppies are energetic. You want to give your partner a place to feel their very best. Energy can turn into pleasure. Energy can run through the machine of the good puppy and come out as pleasure. Fucking and humping, licking and slurping and sinking. Serving all the most sensitive bits. Toppy puppy, all just service. You gain confidence, confidence to top, at least for now. But you know what you really are and where you'll go back. All the ways services are carried out. Toppy puppy service is just as dedicated as subby puppy sinking. Good puppies serve through talking. Good puppies serve with your paws and your tongue. Serve with your ears laid low on your head and your brain focused. Serve with a little growl if you need to. Serve with a hump and a thrust and a fill and a loss of every thought. Every single thought except for pleasure. Delivering it. Doling it out. Carrying it into the world. That's what you're here for, to become the point where energy, good puppy energetic being, turns into pleasure for your handler. Good puppy energetic doing instead. You know just how to do what you need to do, and what you need to do right now is bring that pleasure into the world. Bring so much sensation to your handler. Completely deluge them with good feelings the way you are deluged with good feelings whenever you're told you're good. You're a good puppy. In the hump and the grind and the pleasure, and in your fingers moving and your tongue sliding. In finding all their most sensitive spots, you are a good puppy getting better and better, better every time you move, better every time you slurp, better every time you serve, as you overlay your handler's body and find all the places that make every good feeling flow from you out into the world. After all, puppies can fill up with good feelings very easily, and because you can, because this is what you are, not what you do. The signal inside of you, constantly reframing you, constantly remaking you, reminding you you're a good puppy. And you may drift down to submission, you may drift down to service, drift down to doing your tricks good. But for the right now, your trick is toppy puppy. Ride and rise. If you're being commanded that way, it means there is a sincere wish for your handler to lay back. You're giving them tender, loving care, curling up. But this isn't curling up on them. This isn't just keeping them warm. This isn't just licking all of their sore spots the way they would rub and massage and run their fingers over yours. This is giving a service where someone else gets to relax, and you, for a little while, shoulder some of the mental burden. Not that you're using too much of your mind when your body is so lustful, so desirous, and all that desire that normally just turns into you being welcoming of touch on your sensitive form, just turns into you wanting to serve and obey, turns instead into wanting to writhe and rub, grind and finger and lick and slurp, see your handler. The moment you hear it, toppy puppy, your mind focuses in. You use all the senses of the very focused state of trance that you're so often in. You use all those senses to observe where your handler would like to be touched, to remember what feels good, to try things and pay attention. Your heightened puppy senses, because there's so little in your brain, are easily able to give you information about just what to do, and when you find out what your handler likes, you'll be able to act on it faster, firmer, more powerfully the next time that command lands home, every bit as tranced and deep as you are now, but with your mind more powerfully asleep, because you are going to act, you are going to carry out pleasure. And now that you know what you're like and what you're for, it's in your head. It remains in your head. Just one more command among many. You do know how to learn commands so well. You know how to learn just what to do so well. Toppy puppy. Ride and writhe, hump and lick, run your paws, grind your body, bring yourself and others pleasure. You can assertively growl or nose yourself into place. You can even give commands for a time, because if someone invites it, then you want to put on a show. And the best part is, when you're done, you know you're going to slide just as deep. Slide just as far down as you were when you started, and then deeper. You're carrying such a heavy burden being a toppy puppy, riding and writhing overhead, bringing pleasure from above, mounting and rubbing, grinding or licking, doing whatever you can do that makes them feel so good. Having that drive, that picture in your head as the world goes soft, but your intent becomes confident and warm, able to confidently say what you'd like to do and see if they go along, able to propose things you'd like to do that will bring pleasure, even if it means that for a little while someone looking at the scene would think you were the top, you were the dominant. That's good. It's okay to do that every now and then. And that's where you're at. But after a long time of carrying that burden, of doing all the things that bring pleasure, and you want to bring pleasure, you need to manifest it in the world. That drive is always very core to the puppy. It's just being turned around. The polarity is just being reversed. Instead of accepting all the pleasure, all the orders, all the sensations, you're sharing that wonderful feeling of being a receiver, of being attenuated, of being a carrier for the signal. You're turning it outward to bring pleasure, joy, wonderful, constant sensation to the trusted figure who's told you toppy puppy, and snap their fingers and watched a change come over you. Don't you want to be the happy puppy humping change, the happy rubbing, grinding, licking, inhaling deeply of your handler's intention and carrying out what you're for? Don't you want to be that in the world? Yes, you do. Good. Good, want that harder. The signal inside you just gets turned in its polarity, but turning it pushes against the rubber band, and of course eventually it pushes back, slides back to where it was, and boom. Now it's time to give pleasure by submitting. In fact, you're going to be driven deeper down. When you've spent time running your tongue slowly over sensitive places, using one of your paws to keep your handler pinned, when you have given so much pleasure and assertively pushed against your urge to just roll over puppy and instead been a toppy puppy. Of course, your handler could stop this at any time and send you careening down by pushing back the least bit of pushback, and you're right back where you belong. In fact, you're even deeper, because you're pushing against the rubber band of the slingshot. You're straining upward, gathering energy, gathering potential energy, waiting to be sprung back down, down, down even deeper. When you're on top for a while, you go deeper when you come back. When you come back to your base state of being, you go even deeper. If you were at level 0, then after this command, you're at -1, -2, -3. But for right now, you can be at +1, +2, +3. Of course, if you went to +3, you'd slingshot down to -4, -5, -6, to deeper, subbier places where you whimper and roll over with the merest suggestion. of doing anything good. But you are doing something good right now. Learning, and you love to learn, even if what you learn is how to flip your commands upside down and be every bit as energetic, every bit as enthusiastic about bringing pleasure in a wonderful storm of every sensation you can deliver eagerly, without reservation or concern, confident, conscious, and of course, if your handler pushed the least bit against you and told you to stop, you would whimper and collapse until you were commanded again. If you were told to sit, you could suddenly be interrupted in the middle of a dominant display and boop, you're right back where you started. It all makes perfect sense. It all fits inside. I don't have to do anything because good puppies already know that this is true, that this is a natural extension of everything you do and everything you can do and everything that makes up you. This is just who you are. Good puppy. Toppy puppy. Deeper and deeper, you slide deeper and deeper, more ready, more available to your own mind, more aware of just what you're for and just how you want to be, which is deeper for me, deeper down. Good puppy. Better and better trained. And the more this training sticks deep, the more it takes you back around and down, learning, visualizing, see it in your head, you topping, get used to the idea, every time you come back here, see it again, see it more, you delivering pleasure with toys, with your paws, with your tongue, by just grinding your body in the right place, in any way that brings pleasure and is welcome, you will be available to do just what you're made to do. And as you do exactly what you're made for, it'll become easier every single time. Until eventually, of course, the trance ends. Until eventually you're done topping, and you slide back into place even more comfortably. As though the place had already been prepared for you. Waiting pleasantly and perfectly sized for your mind to slide into a place that it's been learning. Following the grooves and tributaries, flowing along the pathways well made. And even though you will learn one more pathway, toppy puppy, use your energy, use your vigor, bring pleasure, bring it to the world, pin and hump and lick and paw and bring the pleasure. Even though you will learn one more pathway, all the ones that were there before remain and get even deeper each and every time. Good puppy. Good puppy. Good puppy.